Back Talk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM, Columbus, Ohio. Produced and hosted by John DeSando, this podcast features additional content and banter with guests. Back Talk is listed by FeedSpot as one of the top 10 movie review podcasts on NPR.
Oh, Ken, I love hearing that. Thank you. I'm John DeSando.
And I'm KG Klein.
And this is Back Talk. Ken, rarely do you and I argue whether we should particular film on the show, because we're pretty Catholic in our choices. But this one, I think the word often used here for Yorgos Lanthimos, the writer-director, is weird.
Yeah, weird could certainly be applied. Extreme, indulgent, quirky. And he's got a large hit list, and which is one of the reasons why I wanted to do this film. He's had successes, but there's times when you and I talk about a movie and we're just trying to push people into the theater doors because we think this movie is so great, you should see it. There's other times when we think a movie falls flat and, yeah, save your money. But once in a while, there's a film that I think we need to maybe warn people about.
Yeah.
And this is one of those rare films where I think a warning is in order.
And I think we have two. We have a Siskel Ebert deal going on here. You would like to keep people away. I would like the purists to see this, the real cinephiles, to challenge them.
My concern is that there's people out there who loved The Favorite, who loved Poor Things, and they're going to go to this movie expecting to see a movie like The Favorite. Oh, no. Oh, no, people. No, no, no. If your idea of entertainment is a woman picks up a stray dog and pulls out a box cutter and slashes the dog's leg open on screen and carries the poor thing around while it's crying for the next 5 minutes, if you think that's entertainment, then, hey, I've got a movie for you.
You know, coming from a guy, his heart bleeds for monarch butterflies. Yes, I understand it. For me, while I love dogs, I thought it was a pretty clean cut. But anyway, Ken, we haven't even told him the name.
Oh, this is Kinds of Kindness.
Yes.
By Yorgos Lanthimos.
Yes, and the title itself is perplexing.
It is. I mean, the movie is not devoid of art. It's an anthology film. It's three short movies using the exact same cast, but playing different characters in each of the three segments.
Yeah.
So we have Jesse Plemons, who won an acting award at the Cannes Film Festival for his performance in this
film.
He really holds this film together.
And Emma Stone, and I can't believe he's actually better than, or let's say more memorable than Emma Stone in this.
He is. Well, Lanthimos does not use his women well in this movie.
But he uses her all the time.
Yeah. These are actors that he's used before in his movies. Emma Stone, we've seen in Poor Things.
Yeah.
And we've got Margaret Qualley is in this film.
But who can deny the greatness of Willem Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe, of course, being Willem Dafoe.
Out, man.
And these films, these three segments are all tied together by a common theme of people who either are in control of others or people who are under the control of others, and most cases willingly allow themselves to be under the control. The movie opens with the song Sweet Dreams. And that, you know, the song says, you know, some of them want to use you, some of them want to be used by you, some of them want to abuse you, some of them want to be abused. And that kind of sums up the whole theme of the three segments.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, because you could look at this and perhaps not see that there are threads. Control is the major thread. Secondly, for me, love in its different forms and in our ambition for love. I see that in all three, but this took me a while.
But not a healthy kind of love.
No, love in it, you know, I always say love has so many forms that we can't just define it as one. All right, let's take the three, okay? Let's just talk. I don't know how else to attack this.
Well,
you've set it up, so I really like it.
One of my problems is, and I've always said, I hate it when a director, becomes so famous and so successful that he surrounds himself with people that will agree with whatever he says and decides to do something that is so self-indulgent that the only person who really is going to look at it and truly appreciate it is probably the director himself.
Yeah.
And this is the case here. This is a self-indulgent film that there's nothing in the stories, there's nothing in the plot point that you haven't seen before. You don't come away from this movie learning something new about human nature. You just come away seeing a gratuitous sex scene that had no business being there, a woman who is drugged and raped on screen, a dog who gets his leg slashed. This is self-indulgent cinema. Right, we don't need this.
Get off your soapbox. The problem with letting you talk in front of the city council is that you get all pumped up. And looking at the first segment, which really stars Jesse, he is one of those hangdog guys, corporate lackey.
Yeah.
Defoe plays the perfect tyrant, telling him everything to do from when to make love with his wife.
He gets a daily schedule that tells him everything that he's supposed to do, at what time he's supposed to do it, and he lives by this schedule. He accepts this, and when he is cast out, he suddenly finds he has no sense of identity.
Yes,
he doesn't know who or what he is without Willem Dafoe feeding him his daily schedule. Yeah, so. He ceases to be anybody of any self. He has no self-worth or self-dignity.
So the caution here for our audience is, if you're going to cut your ties, you better be careful to know that you've got something to go to after you cut your ties, be that your corporation or your wife or whoever.
Or don't allow yourself to ever fall into the trap of becoming somebody else's lackey.
Yeah, and how does Emma Stone's character fit in this? Is she the return? Is this the one? No, the cop one. The second one is when she returns.
The second one is when she returns. Okay, so the second segment is sort of a sci-fi one. I think it's the least effective of the three, where his wife is an oceanographer, marine biologist who disappears, and then she suddenly reappears, and he's convinced it's not his wife.
Well, look at her feet are too big.
The cat doesn't like her.
And
she's eating food that she's never eaten before.
She's a virtual vampire in bed. He's just not used to this.
Yeah, he's not used to. He recognizes that it's not her, but because this is Kinds of Kindness, it takes a very dark and disturbing twist that involves self-mutilation, cannibalism. Yeah, this is Lanthimos.
Here's where they're going to lose some audience.
Yeah, you're gonna have some. You're gonna have some walkouts at this point.
When I, who have seen thousands of films, go,
yeah,
it's a bit tough for me.
Yeah, this is a lot of stuff again that's very gratuitous and did not need to be done this way. You get the impression that all three of these segments were actually failed full-length movies that Lanthimos was nurturing and developing, and then realized, you know what, this is never going to turn into a full-length film. So let me take 50 minutes of this script, the core elements of this script, and turn it into a short film. And that's what this is. And this has been done before successfully with the same actors in each segment. A few years ago, Tom Hanks did a movie called Cloud Atlas.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie. Again, three segments, a science fiction film. Each of the segments featured Hanks in a different role and the rest of the cast. Wonderful film. That's how you do it. But this is not how you do this right.
Well, if Lanthimos could have gotten out of his own way, he had three Twilight Zone segments.
Yeah.
I mean, each one could have been a good Twilight Zone, whereas when putting them together like this,
very thinly
tied together.
Yeah, they're very, very poorly and very thinly
Though
tied together.
Though I still
together.
Like your thesis about control.
Oh,
I still
yeah.
think it's
yeah.
all about control.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a progression where each one builds upon the other,
yeah.
no, it doesn't happen
yeah.
here.
Yeah, yeah. And now the third one is rightfully the third one.
The third one is probably the best. It's
yeah.
probably the closest to a complete story. It's about a cult that Willem Dafoe, of course, is the leader of.
Who else?
And then Jesse Plemons and Margaret Qualley are members of the Emma Stone are members of the cult. They're searching for a woman who they believe has the ability to raise the dead. They find that person in Margaret Qualley, and this is the segment that has the issue with the dog, and Margaret Qualley is a veterinarian, along with her sister, who she plays as well. And it's a fairly well-fleshed-out story. Very disturbing.
And I think one of the things he plays well is that she's still drawn back to her family. Abusive as her husband is, leaving a daughter is difficult to see at any time. But here we are struggling with Yorgos Lanthimos' new movie, which has three parts to it. And it is Kinds of Kindness. So think a minute. Kinds of Kindness. I suggest he means the spectrum of kindness, really the far end, which is there's not much kindness that I see going on in these three at all. And there are kinds of it.
Well, and if we interpret the idea that people who want to be controlled search for controlling people, that that kind of control could be interpreted to be a kind of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being kind to you because you need to be dominated. You need to be controlled. You need to have your whole life planned out for you by another person for you to have any sense of self-worth. That is the kind of kindness I think he's talking about.
Just riddled with irony. Because there's no kindness in this.
There's no kindness in this movie. This movie is so dark and so self-indulgent. It's very gratuitous, too. I came out of this theater thinking, Lanthimos, you did this one for yourself.
I came out of it saying, I have some dear friends like K.G. Klein, who probably makes some sense out of these three. I can't wait to talk with him about it. And I really think it's for intellectuals. I really think it's for people who accept their movies no matter what and can find something in a gifted director like Lanthimos, can find something good. And I can't recommend it to anybody.
I think it's a huge step backwards for Lanthimos. Okay. Yes, you can compare this to his early films like Dogtooth and The Lobster, which were a bit self-indulgent. They were very dark. They were borderline softcore porn at times. But they also found an audience because they had artistic merit. There was elements of the story that told you something about human nature and about people's interrelations, as dark as those films were, that gave those films merit. And he developed an audience from those films.
And on that Lobster, which I find an intriguing movie. And again, because I'm a Twilight Zone guy.
Mm-hmm. The Lobster is the one where he turns into a lobster.
Well, that's his choice of an animal.
Yeah.
When you are brought to this compound or wherever it is to fall in love, and when it doesn't happen,
you turn into this animal.
You can choose which animal. And he chooses the lobster. Yes, thank you. I find it intriguing. And he meets a lovely lady, but they can't quite make that romantic jump.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what a bizarre idea, right?
It was a film that succeeded just on the premise alone.
Yes.
The acting was terrific. The acting is always terrific because he gets really good A-list actors for his films, and people seem to line up to make movies with him. But that film definitely, it was the premise that kept that film together.
Yeah.
And then, yes, as we mentioned a moment ago, he did Killing of a Sacred Deer, which I thought was a terrific film. It was one of my favorite films.
What is it about that?
That movie just came together so well. The cast was fantastic. It was perfectly developed. It's a slow burn that this doctor, you find out, had inadvertently, because he was drunk when he performed the operation, killed this boy's mother. And now the boy has some magical curse that he can place upon the family that will slowly kill off the doctor's children if he doesn't sacrifice one of the children himself.
Yeah.
And, very, very dark film. But, yes, the cast worked beautifully. The story worked beautifully. And then he succeeds that with The Favorite, which became his most mainstream movie.
Oh, yes.
Very popular film, well beyond just the art houses. Again, great cast.
Yes.
Everything came together. And then he comes out last year with a very quirky film, Poor Things, that immediately found a broad audience and became a top contender on the short list for the best picture.
We have in our audience who think that Poor Things is weird. Now, can you imagine what they would think about what we're talking about?
And this is what I was talking about early on, is I'm afraid that people are going to see Kinds of Kindness and the name Yorgos Lanthimos and think, oh, this is going to be another The Favorite or another Poor Things. It is not. This is a very, very disturbing movie, and I'm not sure this movie has any really good artistic value. I'm not convinced that he didn't do this film just for himself.
Peter DeBrugh, who is one of the critics, and he called this some kind of a bizarre art film.
Yeah.
And actually, our director, Lanthimos, is one of the original weird directors from Greece, the Greek weird wave, I think is something it's called, and rightfully so. And I love those two films, which were so odd, but yet, as you're saying, when you juxtapose those with this one, all of them seem almost normal.
And our purpose here, John, is to let viewers know, to educate them, that this is not a typical Favorite lobster, or maybe close to lobster, but Poor Things
right.
kind of movie. This is a movie that you really need to read up on and decide, do I really want to see this movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I, personally, I think there's going to be a lot of walkouts once this movie gets into wide release.
I agree. However, having some notion that the films may be tied together by control and seeing the variety of ways, three different ways, that Lanthimos dissects the idea of control forces one to think about control in your own life, how much you really have, how much you depend upon, although you may excoriate at times the control that a wife, that a boss might have on you. Without it, you may be lost. And this is there's the success.
And that is the point that you can take from this movie, if nothing else, to justify having seen this movie. I would counter that by saying that you can probably learn something by watching Solo or watching Caligula, but it doesn't necessarily make it a work of art.
Yeah, or Mein Kampf or something.
Yeah, or you can certainly learn something by watching Journal or Triumph of the Wills.
Yes.
But again, that doesn't mean you should be sympathetic to it.
All right. I'm done with this. I think we're both
I think we've beaten this one pretty well. And I think we have done our job of warning people. We're not standing in your way to go see this. The doors are open. You go buy a ticket if you want. But just be prepared for what you're getting.
I guess maybe we could recommend it to Hope Madden and George Wolf of Mad Wolf. Since they like horror films.
Yeah.
And while you're not calling this a horror film, it certainly has some properties.
If you're fans of those Italian horror films like Dario Argento's films, Cannibal Holocaust and the likes, yeah, you could probably enjoy the titillation of this movie. But as a work of art, I think it falls far short.
Okay, and Kinds of Kindness, I have some to recommend it for the hardcores. So here you have it. Make your choice. If you trust us, you know that Ken is rarely wrong, and you know that I'm always wrong. So you probably are not going to see this. But it's been a joy to struggle with this thing. It's kind of like in a mud pie here. We're just rolling around in it and trying to make something sweet out of something.
I think I'll go
sour.
Home and watch a Disney film. Kinds of Kindness.